Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Welcome to May. Hopefully you had a great May day, 1st of May yesterday. I know I enjoyed turning the calendar over to May, and as I turned the page on my Extension Garden calendar, I noticed a reminder about planting trees. If you did happen to celebrate Arbor Day last month by planting a tree, our extension specialists have some reminders for you on caring for that tree. First of all, you should water your newly planted trees every day for 4 or 5 days, and then gradually reduce the frequency of watering. When you are watering, you want to slowly apply water to the root ball and the surrounding soil. Once your tree is established, a thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient after your tree has been in the ground for about 4 to 5 weeks. You will want to continue this watering schedule through the summer and into the fall for the first growing season. Again, that's watering every 7 to 10 days for that first year once the tree is established, just to help it establish deeper roots. As shallow watering every day or every other day will encourage the development of shallow roots and make the tree more likely to be blown over in a windstorm. Other information as we step into May. For our local 4-H'ers, you may want to take note now that it is May, we have a couple pretty important deadlines coming up. May 15th is the day you need to know. If you have not yet re-enrolled in 4-H, a quick reminder that all 4-H members in Cass County must re-enroll every year. So if you've been a member this year and have not re-enrolled, you need to go online and do that or check with your club leader or the extension office. You can log into your 4-H online profile and check your status there or call the extension office. May 15th, which is a Tuesday, is also the livestock ID deadline for most animals to come to the Cass County Fair. Whether you have market animals or breeding animals, even dogs, all need to be ID'd by May 15th. This can be done on paper forms in the office or by logging into 4-H online to get those re-enrollments and livestock identifications done. If you want more information, the May issue of the 4-H newsletter, Cass County Clover Connection, is now available on the Cass County Extension website and should be arriving in mailboxes and email inboxes soon, so be sure and check that out. Lots and lots of information on upcoming events, summer events, and deadlines in that May issue. And of course, don't forget the May 15th deadline for member enrollment, livestock identification, and livestock verification for those animals who have been through weigh-ins this spring. Of course, you can always call the Extension office if you have questions about re-enrolling or identifying your livestock. And finally, as we get ready to move outdoors, a note from our horticulture specialists on growing peppers. Whether hot or sweet, peppers are easily grown in the Iowa home garden. Green bell or other bell peppers are sweet to the taste, usually dark green, although they can turn yellow, red, orange, or even purple with colors at maturity. Hot peppers are increasingly popular and used for a variety of cooking styles all over the world. Our ISU horticulture specialists offer tips on planting and selecting pepper varieties in their yard and garden column. First of all, if you want to plant peppers, keep in mind that peppers are a warm season crop. Plant peppers in the garden after the danger of frost is past. Here in central to southern Iowa, mid-May is about the earliest you would want to plant peppers, so be sure and scope out some of those varieties, but don't fully set them outdoors into the garden until mid-May, just in case we do have a late frost. If you are running behind on planting your peppers, you have a little time. The latest practical date recommended by our experts for planting peppers is about the middle of June, so you've got a little window there to get your peppers in. When looking for a spot, keep in mind that your peppers will perform best in a well-drained soil area in full sun. Your planting site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sun each day. Spacing your peppers in the garden is also important for proper growth and development. Within a row, you want your plants to be at least 18 inches apart, and your rows should be spaced 24 to 30 inches apart. Peppers can be divided into a number of different groups or types based on flavor, culinary use, fruit shape, and even color. For a full list of recommended pepper types for the home garden, you can check out the ISU Yard and Garden column or find one of our publications in the store with recommended varieties for the home garden. For more information on upcoming events in Cass County or resources from ISU Extension, give us a call here at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or Facebook page. And of course, you can also stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.